Psalms, week 5, Psalms about the new church. Day 5, safety in the church. Psalm 125, a song of the ascents. They who trust in Yehovah are as Mount Zion. It shall not be moved. To eternity it shall sit. Jerusalem, mountains are all around her, and Yehovah is all around his people, from now and even to eternity. For the rod of the wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the just, so that the just do not put forth their hands into perversity. Do good, O Yehovah, to the good, and to those who are upright in their hearts. But those who go aside to their crookedness, Yehovah shall make them go with the workers of iniquity. Peace be upon Israel. The summary of the spiritual sense says, from the Lord, the new church is kept from the falsities of evil. Concerning Mount Zion, we read, by Mount Zion is signified heaven and the church, where the Lord alone is worshipped. And concerning the words, for the rod of the wickedness shall not rest upon the lot of the just, we read, the staff of wickedness signifies the power of falsity from evil. Upon the lot of the just signifies over truths from good, which the faithful have, and especially with those who are in love to the Lord. But these in the word are called the just. Lest the just put forth their hands to perversity signifies lest they falsify truths. And then we read Psalm 127, another song of the ascents of Solomon. If Yehovah build not the house, in vain they labor who build it. If Yehovah keep not the city, in vain the keeper watches. It is vain for you to arise, getting up early, to delay, sitting up, eating the bread of grief. So he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, the sons are a heritage of Yehovah. The fruit of the belly is his reward. As arrows in the hand of a mighty man, so are the sons of youth. Happy is the mighty man who has filled his quiver from them. They shall not be ashamed, for they speak with the enemies in the gate. The summary of the spiritual sense says, all things of the church are from the Lord and nothing from man. He who is in truths from the Lord remains safe. Concerning the words, behold, sons are a heritage of Yehovah. We read, sons that are a heritage of Yehovah signify truths by which there is intelligence. The fruit of the belly, that is his reward, signifies the goods by which there is happiness. The sons of youth that are as arrows in the hand of a mighty one signify the truths of the good of innocence. Because nothing evil or false can resist these truths, it is said that they are as arrows in the hand of a mighty one. The good of innocence is the good of love to the Lord. Because these truths have such power, it is said, happy is the man who has filled his quiver with them. Quiver, here having a like signification as bow, namely, the doctrine from the word. They shall not be ashamed when they speak with the enemies in the gate, signifies that there shall be no fear because of evils from the hells. Enemies, meaning evils, and gate, hell. Questions and comments. Number 1. How does the Lord keep the new church safe from falsities, as described in the summary of the spiritual sense in Prophets and Psalms for Psalm 127? How does the literal sense of Psalm 127 help us understand the way truths from the Lord keep us safe, as it says in Prophets and Psalms? Number 3. What descriptions in these psalms help us picture the safety of the church?